Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
On today's Smart 7, sewage spills are on the rise, bodies recovered after Baltimore Bridge collapse, and much more. It's Thursday, 28th of March. It's Wear a Hat Day, and happy birthday, Lady Gaga.
The Smart 7. It's news, but not the news.
It's been a bad day for the rivers of Britain. First, there were warnings that rowers in the annual Oxford-Cambridge boat race should avoid going in the water, as there are high levels of E. coli in the Thames. Not exactly ideal, but there was more shitty news, as a new report says 2023 was the worst year for sewage spills since records began. Raw sewage was discharged for more than 3.6 million hours last year. That's an increase of over 100% on the previous year. Lib Dem leader Sir Ed Davey says it's time for desperate measures.
Liberal Democrats have been warning the Conservatives about this sewage scandal for years, but Rishi Sunak and the Conservatives just haven't listened. That's why we need a national environmental emergency to be declared to make sure that we are protecting human health, which is in danger because of this.
Senior water industry figures were pointing the finger at heavy rainfall in the autumn, but long-time water campaigner Fergal Sharkey says that neither of the water regulators are doing their jobs properly.
The regulatory system has utterly failed. We as a nation should be outraged. Outraged with a complete righteous fury and anger. We've been had, quite frankly.
2023 was another tough year for the NHS, as waiting lists soared and wave after wave of strikes led to cancelled appointments and frustration amongst patients. That's been reflected in the latest British Social Attitude survey, which shows satisfaction with the NHS at a record low of 24%. That's down 5% from last year, and dramatically down from the 2010 figure of 70%. It's certainly worrying for Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who had pledged to cut NHS waiting times, and it may be reflected in the Tories' own poor polling at just 23%. Minister for Science and Innovation, Andrew Griffith, says it's largely a COVID hangover.
It clearly comes in the context of the global COVID pandemic, and the system's been struggling to deal with that. We've put in more resources than ever before. Obviously, the industrial action has not helped, but waiting lists have gone down for the last 4 months in a row.
But General Secretary of the Royal College of Nursing, Pat Cullen, doesn't accept that. She says that it's time the government started taking proper action on the staffing issues with the NHS.
Voters will take the NHS as a central issue. We're asking politicians to stop with platitudes and actually come up with an investment plan for the health service.
Six men who were working on a road crew are now believed dead after the bridge collapse in Baltimore, with two bodies recovered overnight. There was praise for officers who immediately closed the bridge to traffic once the Mayday call came through. Investigative teams have salvaged the data recorder from the container ship Dali, and the National Transportation Safety Board investigation is continuing. The US Transportation Secretary held a White House press briefing on Wednesday afternoon and pledged that the government will continue to provide support and assistance, including getting the port reopened and rebuilding the bridge. The investigation is ongoing into what happened on board the ship, and Governor of Maryland Wes Moore says he's keeping an open mind over criminal charges for the shipping company.
I don't think there's anything surprising about the investigation. There's a lot that we still have to figure out, but the thing that we know is wherever the investigation leads, that we will follow and we will make sure there's true accountability around it.
A report on the death of 10-month-old Finlay Bowden was published on Wednesday by the Derby and Derbyshire Safeguarding Children Partnership. Finlay died just 39 days after a court returned him to his parents' care on Christmas Day 2020. Both of his parents were convicted of his murder and are now serving life sentences. Authorities had removed him to care almost immediately after his birth due to concerns for his safety, but less than 8 weeks after he was released to his parents, he was dead, suffering over 130 injuries. Independent chair of the Safeguarding Partnership, Steve Atkinson, expressed his condolences to Finlay's extended family.
The report acknowledges that there were significant mitigating circumstances in the period leading up to Finlay's death, However, these are not excuses. As the report says, Finlay should have been one of the most protected children in the local authority area. More could and should have been done to help keep Finlay safe.
Still to come on today's Smart 7, Scotland and England get ready for the Euros and Taskmaster returns right after this.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back.
The Euro 2024 tournament takes place in Germany this summer, and this week saw the final spots in the draw decided. There was heartbreak for Wales as they lost out on a spot to Poland, who won the penalty shootout, but Scotland and England are both packing their bags and practicing their German verbs. Scotland face a challenging group with host Germany alongside Switzerland and Hungary. England's group looks relatively easier as they're set to face Serbia, Slovenia and Denmark. One man who is guaranteed a seat on the plane is Real Madrid star Jude Bellingham, but at just 20 years of age, he says he's picking up wisdom in the dressing room.
There's players that are still in the squad that have had to experience that kind of thing, and you learn to learn from their pain, if you like. When I speak to Hendo, I'm really close with, he tells me a lot about how lucky I am to be in this squad, and it was a bit different when he was playing at the start, and you know, I try and listen to him a lot because of the kind of role model that he is to me.
Ninety different comedians have put themselves through all kinds of mental torture so far on Taskmaster, and the good news is five more are ready to dive in. The 17th series of the Now Channel 4 show, created by Alex Horn and taskmastered by Greg Davies, is dropping on Thursday evening. This season's cast includes comedian and podcaster Joanne McNally, along with John Robbins, Nick Mohammed, Sophie Willan and League of Gentlemen star Steve Pemberton. Greg and Alex headed to the US to do some PR for the new series and ended up chatting about their odd dynamic to late night Seth Meyers.
I've got this theory that Alex irritates me on purpose. He needs me to be cross on the show, so he says oblique things to me, and I find myself being cruel to him.
Yeah, you are mean. You are mean to me.
You know, I write these little insults, and it's my favourite part of the whole show. Every season, I sit
not
down
mine.
And go, here we go.
Way back in 1991, you might have stumbled across Don't Tell Mum the Babysitter's Dead in your local video shop. It was a pretty dark comedy in which, well, the babysitter dies and the kids run riot, while learning a lot about themselves along the way. Christina Applegate starred and the movie turned out to be a meme goldmine, so much so that it's getting a reboot. This time it's produced by Tyra Banks and has a black cast for a fresh take on the 90s plot. It stars Simone Joy Jones alongside Paris Hilton's old buddy Nicole Richie, and it hits cinemas on April 12th.
Sweet, my first dead body.
I'm for sure going to juvie.
We're hungry.
You gotta get a job.
Rose Lindsay?
Unless you're my ex-boyfriend or my ex-boyfriend's wife.
I am the executive assistant to the chief executive officer.
Bring it in, sis. Whoa. A-frame hugs only. I didn't spend 3 hours in that sexual harassment course for nothing.
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.